producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. None better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, all of what's happening now in Trump's world, he burst the balloon of Fox, I suppose, with the jabs again at Megyn Kelly and saying that's it, he's done, because of some press release that they put out. What do you make of that?
First of all, he is very, very smart, Mr. Trump, and he is getting a lot of free media on this. Even if he loses several points in Iowa next week, the fact is that he's still going to win Iowa, most likely, and so who cares? He's going to say, I won Iowa, he's going to go up to New Hampshire, and that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, and you can tell, I agree with you, he's crafty. You know people that know Donald Trump. I know people that know Trump, and they would tell you absolutely the same thing.
You know, my brother is a developer. He worked with him. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
There's no question that whether you like his politics or not, the guy is very smart.
Yep, I've heard the same thing. So you go to, then you go to the debate itself. What does that do to the debate, not having the biggest drawing card there?
Well, you know, a lot of people are still going to watch the debate. And then, of course, Donald Trump is doing a Wounded Warriors event. Now, there's been some criticism of this particular veterans group saying that 60% of the money only goes that you donate. So that's a huge issue. But the fact is that I still think people are going to watch the debate. There are a lot of undecided people who are not sure. And again, let's assume Donald Trump loses by a few points in Iowa. I mean, loses what he now has in Iowa. It's probably still not going to affect his overall outcome, which is to win Iowa. So I think, you know, look, I'm a Fox News person. I've been working for Fox for 18 years. I know this about Roger Ailes. He supports his staff, and he will support Megyn Kelly no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. And personally, I think he should. You're in the media. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You got to support the people that work for you. I mean, you know that. I know that. And that's what he's doing, and I cannot fault Roger Ailes. I think he's making the wise choice.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so, you know, in the Iowa situation, we haven't talked much about the Democrats. Your take on now Bernie Sanders, he still has a lot of momentum.
He has a lot of momentum, met with the president this morning. And so I think that Bernie Sanders very well might pull this out. You know, this would be a second loss for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, everybody thought she was the presumptive nominee, but everybody thought Jeb Bush was as well. I think we're not going to know anything until Iowa really happens and New Hampshire really happens. And then we see what happens in South Carolina and Super Tuesday. So I'm not going to be guessing at this point.
Yeah. Hey, this is kind of a curveball question, but again, because you've covered Washington for so long, there's starting to be rumblings about Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House. I mean, he's not going anywhere. But do you think the jury's out? It's just too early to tell what's going to happen.
I think it's way too early to tell. And I will say this. Every time I've covered conventions, and I've covered conventions since 1996, so it's going to be 20 years, five sets of conventions, I have heard rumblings about a brokered convention. I've never seen it. Now, this may change everything, but I'm going to go in the doubt category, although they may choose Paul Ryan again to be the vice presidential candidate. He is Speaker of the House. He has a lot of people behind him. If Donald Trump or somebody does not have enough delegates, well, then they may look at him as the spoiler, so to speak.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
So you heard Ellen there saying, and I agree with her, you keep hearing about brokered convention, brokered convention, brokered convention. That's what we're going to have. And my gut tells me, and some of you have called and said that on the show, that it feels like it is going to be a brokered convention. But she's right. We have heard tales of a brokered convention. You know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. So often that it just doesn't feel like that's what we're going to see. However, with the Trump controversy, because this is he is definitely not the guy that the establishment wants. Never mind that there are so many people that want to vote for Donald Trump it, honestly, behind closed doors, this is not the direction the party wants to go in. To save face, they can't completely push him out there on the island of misfit politicians, reality stars turned politicians. But this is where they're at. You know, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly told Donald Trump on Wednesday that he's making a big mistake by skipping the Thursday debate. But Trump is not budging. And this has become the sideshow, the spectacle. Trump said that, you know, he's the eye for the eye guy, meaning an eye for an eye. And O'Reilly even told Trump, you know, he's the one who brought up the Christian faith thing and the tenets of, you know, the whole forgiveness deal. But Trump, that Trump should forgive Megyn Kelly, but Trump wasn't going there. Instead, he's planning to hold a special event to raise money for veterans at the same time Fox hosts the final primary debate before Monday's Iowa caucuses. He said, we're going to have a tremendous event. A lot of money's going to be raised. I'm going to let you hear what he had to say about Fox coming up this hour, and also some more reaction to it from other politicians, Harry Reid and John McCain and Rand Paul, and what they have to say about Duke. And by the way, he plugged his fundraising event at Drake University. It's a 9 o'clock fundraiser. He mentioned it a couple of times at the end of the conversation with O'Reilly. And even though O'Reilly was asking him to reconsider the boycott, but he's saying he's not going to do that. So I don't know. We might not see a change of heart. This might not change. I just kind of have a feeling. Count on it, right? Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to chat with Stephen Kelly, free money guy. He's written just a great book about what we keep talking about on the show, as you see the markets and where the markets are going and how do you figure on retiring when you're on a budget. What do you do when you look at the money situation? And he talks a lot about annuities because he's seen annuities really work and get a bad name. And so I think the spot with Stephen Kelly is just so good. I'm so glad we found Stephen Kelly because he speaks a different language than the language of the cats and the investment types that are trying to steer you towards something, you know, on Wall Street that I've ever met. By the way, Janet Yellen, talking about what we're seeing interest rate wise. If you look, the U.S. economy certainly slowed at the end of 2015. People were talking about turning a corner. The Dow fell 223 points after that Federal Reserve statement. So thanks, Janet Yellen, for that. Everybody heard what she had to say, and the markets responded to it. Because, you know, the markets are so sensitive. Anything negative, any sign of volatility, and everything tanks. You know, the Fed didn't raise rates in September. So far, the Fed hasn't indicated it's changing its mind. But there are some subtle signs. Subtle signs. Pay attention to the tea leaves. Coming up next, free money guy, Stephen Kelly.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the helpful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Yeah, right here.
Pick it up.
Candy, candy, candy.
Pick it up.
Let me show it to you.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's so fun to have Stephen Kelly on, Free Money Guy. As you know, he is the author of a terrific book, Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. And often Stephen and I talk about the insanity of doing the same thing over and over again and how so many people and so many of us are guilty of being lemmings and just being led to the slaughter. And I know off the air, Stephen and I were talking about the Tudors. He's had a great analogy to the Tudors, the series. If you haven't seen it, oh, it's just tremendous. But he's got the best analogy, so we're going to get there in a second. Stephen, first of all, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. And you and I were talking off the air, and we must have the same taste because I watched that several years ago and loved the series. But there was a lot of viciousness going on, wasn't there?
Oh, my God. This guy, I mean, there's no doubt Henry was a complete sociopath, and he wanted what he wanted, and anybody that got in his way was going to just be obliterated. And, you know, he never took responsibility on his own for anything that happened. And he ripped apart Europe and the entire religious landscape of the day over an affair he was having with some gal who he ended up killing 3 years later. I mean, the guy was as capricious as you could get. And the thing that always amazes me when I look at that and I read about him and so forth is how Jane Seymour watches Anne Boleyn, that whole story play out, and watches Anne lose her head, and she just jumps right back into it. You know, she jumps right into where Anne was, thinking things would work out better for her. Thomas Cromwell, his chancellor for a period of time, watches Thomas More get into it with him, butt heads, and he loses his head. And then he jumps into it, and he wants to be close. All these people look at other people that were there before them, watch them perish at Henry's hands, and the only thing they think about it is, now it's my turn. and it doesn't work out any differently for them. You know, it's just like I have on my wall here, looking at it now, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And this is what we do with our money, too. And we can see it playing out now. The market is just treacherous right now. Here's an example. I had a gal in last week. We were in our fourth or fifth appointment, and she kept thinking that she wanted to move. And I showed her a way we could put away. She's 58 years old. She wants to retire at 68. I showed her a way we could put money, $400,000 away now that she has about 800. Take about half of that, $400,000 away now, and in 10 years when she's ready to retire, have a guaranteed income of $43,000 a year for the rest of her life. Think about that.
Wow.
$400,000, put it away. It's never going to be touched by the market. It's guaranteed. This is a contractual thing. It's guaranteed by one of the largest and strongest insurance companies in the world with $400 billion worth of assets. And she was going to get $43,000 a year for the rest of her life, guaranteed. And it was guaranteed the day she wrote the contract, the day she signed the paper. And her response to me was twofold. The first one was, I don't want to tie up my money, all right? And so I drilled down on that a little bit, and I said, okay, what's that mean, tie up your money? What could happen? And her response to that was, well, what if something better comes along?
All right?
And here's the thing. To have an equivalent payout at 4%, which is the standard that the industry uses, okay?
Right.
To get $43,000 a year in 10 years, she would have to have over $1 million,
mm-hmm.
right? $1 million with that $40,000 a year. So she'd have to have a little bit over $1 million. She'd have to grow her $400,000 to $1 million in a 10-year period of time. That's a 10% rate of return for 10 years. 10% rate of return for 10 years. So in order to get what I'm promising her with a complete and total guarantee, no ifs, ands, or buts, she would have to get 10% every single year in the market for the next 10 years, and then she'd have to be lucky for the next 30, because what we're doing is we're setting up an income that could last 30 years or more. She'd have to hope that the market stayed stable for the next 30. So the market has to cooperate with her for the next 40 years in order to do what I'm doing with a guarantee, and her hope is that something better will come along.
Wow, and that's so shocking.
This is just irrational, okay? It's
yes.
Irrational.
Yeah, and that's because that's the market or the belief of that or something else that's just so ingrained, right? And to your point of the Tudors analogy.
Yeah, it's like who among us didn't in the back of our head a week and a half or 2 weeks ago believe we were really going to win that $800 million lottery, you know?
Yeah.
$1.6 million lottery, $800 after taxes and everything.
Right.
I thought I was going to win. Didn't you think you were going to win?
Oh, of course. That was my retirement, right?
I was picking up jets and yachts, you know? It's crazy making behavior, and we do it all the time. But the problem is now, how many more years of zero returns or negative returns can you afford to have before you retire? Since the year 2000... we had a full decade from 2000 to 2010 and an additional 2 or 3 years on top of that. So out of the past 16 years, we've had 12 of them be either flat or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And during that period of time, if you had money in the market in 2000 and left it in until today, you would have made about a 2% rate of return. So how long can we do this before we figure out this isn't working anymore? It worked great for a period of time for us, but we're not there anymore. It's not then anymore. This is now. And we have to make adjustments that acknowledge the fact that we're A, in different times from a global standpoint, and we're also in different times from our own personal standpoint because we're 15 years closer to retirement or we're in retirement. We have to make a shift in our thinking.
I so agree.
And, so, I mean, that's just kind of it.
And it's interesting to see, especially when you tell someone flat out that's what you would get. I mean, you don't get many sure bets. And thinking that there could be, it's the lottery thinking. It's exactly what you said, that, yeah, maybe something else happens. And how sad would it be to follow the story and see where she's at down the road? Did that better thing come along? The odds are not stacked in her favor.
Well, you know, we haven't seen anything better come along in 200 years.
Yes.
These things have been around forever. And you can really chart out pretty much any period of time. There's two or three periods of time during that 100, 200-year period where, yeah, the market did better. But as a payout option, the market never did better. The market
right.
has never done better in terms of generating income than these income annuities have done. And the other thing about it is the things that people don't like about annuities, income annuities, the things that, you know, where you're taking the risk in variable annuities and where you have to give up your money or commit annuicide with an immediate annuity, income annuity, things like that. Most of those things have not only just been fixed, but they've been fixed in a way that makes them so much better than anything else that's out there. And people just won't give them a chance because, you know, Ken Fisher says, I hate annuities, or Susie Orman says, never get an annuity, you know, all of these people are out there just saying these are bad. And
right.
the damage that's done to people with these blanket statements is just incredible.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you're out there preaching the opposite so that we can get some breakthroughs for people, because I agree with you. I've talked to others, and there's no question. It's just changing the mindset is a very difficult thing because it's so, so ingrained. I mean, so incredibly ingrained.
That's it. It's ingrained.
So let's tell everybody they can get your book on Amazon.com, first of all. And how was that to, you know, you put the book together, and you've done other books, but do you feel like, wow, this is at least one way, this is another stepping stone to helping people?
I absolutely do. You can go to our website, 844-43, you can call 844-43-MO, 844-43-MO, or go to our website, freemoneyguys.com. And the book is there about halfway down on the site. Just click on it. It'll take you to a page where you can order it. Or if you want to give us a call, we'll send you a copy.
Awesome. That sounds good. Stephen Kelly, as always, Free Money Guy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With me, Kate Delaney. How are you doing out there? It's all about Donald Trump. It's his world. We just live in it, or at least that's what he wants you to think. And certainly, when he speaks, people listen, and that's why his Twitter account is on overdrive. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about this whole being jabbed in the eye, as he would put it, by Fox.
I was not treated well by Fox. They came out with this ridiculous PR statement. It was like drawn up by a child, and it was a taunt. And I said, you know, how much of this do you take? I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. I don't think she's very good at what she does. I think she's highly overrated.
What's interesting is Fox News, Fox and Friends on Wednesday decided they were going to take a big swing at Donald Trump, and they showed a 2011 clip of Trump talking about Megyn Kelly, how fantastic she was. So, see, here's the thing. There's a thing called archives in TV and radio, so you can always find what somebody said. And they sure enough, because he's bowing out of the campaign, they sure enough had that clip. And, you know, he played it. And Trump is shown telling Megyn Kelly in the interview that he thought that, you know, there's no contest, that she was a great moderator, that you've done a great job. And he said, by the way, I mean it. So, you know, pretty interesting. I mean, of course, they had him. They had him for that anyway. It's interesting because dropping out of the debate, it's nuts. The morning show showing the 2011 clip of Megyn Kelly, and, you know, what the media experts, there's Larry Sabato, who's been on the show, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He said you'd have to go back to the 60s, 64, 68, 72, to find a presidential candidate who refuses to debate. And in the beginning, Trump said that he's a little bit different. Obviously, he's a lot different. Naturally, there are plenty of opinions to go around from the Politico types, too. Here's what Senator John McCain had to say.
Anyone who is running for office and gets to pick who the moderator is, that's the destruction of free press as we know it. And second of all, I think that part of it is to blame the media. They've basically given him a free pass.
Yeah, that's true. It basically would be a free pass, and we do have a free media, and you do not want a media that is controlled so easily and manipulated, although I know you're going to come out of your shoes and call me about that. But I'm saying, yeah, it's like state-run news. We don't want that, right? So it is a free media, and you can flip the channel. Harry Reid is elated by what's going on with Trump. Here's his take on what's happening with him.
We've gotten along fine. That was before he was running for president. I'm with that bunch of people running, I'm kind of pulling for him.
Senator, yes.
You don't like that, Chuck? I was just trying to be funny with Donald Trump, and obviously it wasn't too funny. Schumer kicked me in the back of the leg.
And a few other places.
Yes, a few other places. A little higher than the leg, okay?
Harry Reid, short timer. This is it for him, right? This is the end of his tenure. He's not going to run again after this go-around. So here's a scoop on a few other reactions. Pat Buchanan, the conservative's conservative, says Trump's got a right to dump out of the Fox debate. So what? If he doesn't want to do it, it's perfectly okay for him to say, I don't want to do it. He says, you know, we learned from a secret back channel that the Ayatollah and Putin both intend to treat Donald Trump unfairly when they meet with him if he becomes president. And Trump has his own secret plan to replace the cabinet with his Twitter followers to see if he should even go to those meetings. There was a fake press release that went out to a media watchdog, Mediate.com, and that was part of it. But that was the last straw for Trump, who made his withdrawal from the debate official. So Buchanan, who ran for president and was an advisor to Presidents Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and Gerald Ford, said he doesn't believe Trump is being inconsistent by appearing on Fox News with the O'Reilly factor before the debate he'll skip. He says what he's saying is an institutional problem with the Fox News organization because of the matter in which they treat him with press releases and taunts and the people they put as moderators who are hostile to him, but he's not hostile to everyone at Fox. So his point, Buchanan's point was, so what? So what if he wants to go on Sean Hannity or O'Reilly? He's been on their shows many times. That's not inconsistent. He's just saying that he doesn't want to go on with Megyn Kelly. He doesn't want to do the whole Fox thing. In the meantime, Michael Reagan piped in because people are trying to compare him now. As it seems like every politician gets compared, sometimes erroneously, to Ronald Reagan. And Michael Reagan said, Trump is not like my dad. People who are saying that he's like my dad, he's not. He says, Mr. Trump, I obviously knew Ronald Reagan, and you're new Ronald Reagan. Reagan says that his father was a Hollywood liberal who evolved into an icon of conservatism, but the switch took place over two decades. You know, he became a conservative in 1964. But before that, he wasn't. And Reagan says, Michael Reagan says, when Dad ran in 1980, Trump donated the maximum amount to Carter. Reagan also said that Trump's close relationship with you know, he has a close relationship with Obama's former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. And he, you know, he questioned his donations to Democrats. But Trump has talked about that. He said he's given money to both sides and because he knows what happens, and, you know, that's the deal. So, you know, it's interesting. It's, there's some part of us that just dwells on the past when we talk about Reagan and who's Reagan-esque and who's not. I mean, at one point, I remember Time magazine trying to compare Barack Obama to Ronald Reagan. All right, we got Sneaky Pete on the line. He emerges from the bunker. Hey, Pete.
It is I, Sneaky Pete.
I love it.
Okay, I heard it explained today, and it makes a lot of sense. Rush Limbaugh said that what's going on here is these people that put on these debates, these news media people, they want to be the star. They want to be the subject. They want to be the story.
Right.
It doesn't matter who the candidate is. They want to be the one that deals the questions out and gets the answers in and makes the judgment the whole nine yards. And Trump is going outside them saying, forget this. I'm going to do this my way. And he's doing it his way. And what is the result? These on their minds 24/7. They can't get him out of the way. He's doing this and gaining more and more and more support, and he's going to become our next president. He's going to take Iowa. He's going to take the New Hampshire primary, and he's going all the way. And there's nothing they can do to stop him because he's not your run-of-the-mill candidate, and he's preaching the right stuff to the choir. He's telling them border security, wall, no more illegal aliens coming in, no more Muslims coming in that could possibly do damage to this country. We're going to get our house in order. We're going to stop the business as usual in Washington. And I'm encouraging all voters, unless the member is a member of the Freedom Coalition in the Republican Party, vote out all incumbents, including Paul Ryan.
Yeah, but just dump all the incumbents and move to in a different direction. Hey,
yeah,
do
they
agree.
They haven't done what we have sent them there to do, and they've gone along with this go-along, get-along routine of Boehner and then now Ryan and McConnell, and we've had it. We've said, no more. This is what we're going to do. So we just changed. No more. We get rid of the incumbents that's in there. No matter how much they promise they're going to do this or they're going to do that, forget it. We vote for the people that are running against them on the Republican side and put the new people in. Take over the Republican Party for conservatism and make it what it's supposed to be, a counterweight to this insaneness of the Democrats that want to spend, tax, 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 and free the borders and all that other bullhockey that we don't want. We don't want our country diluted down. We want this to be America for Americans. Sorry.
America for Americans. America. I like it. Thanks, Sneaky. So one of the things that he said, I agree with that, Dan. I agree with what he said about some people wanting to make a name for themselves and on the news media side. Of course, they know they have a big stage, especially with the numbers the debates get. So, yeah, I'll go along with that. Fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo on the flip side.
This is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Perfect pancake. Going to the store. Perfect pancake. Gotta get some more. Perfect pancake. Eating it right down. Perfect pancake. And then I hit the ground. I pulled myself up and I got back in my car.
Perfect pancake.
About it as I had.
Who makes perfect pancakes if you really want to think about that for a second? Just hearing that over and over again, it's a subliminal thing, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about flapjacks. We're going to get some good flapjacks. You know, IHOP sometimes has some pretty good ones, but there's a place near me called Cafe Brazil, and they make these awesome flapjacks. I mean, just absolutely smoking. You know, the kind where they're thick and they're not, sometimes you get pancakes and they're little tiny pancakes. I get the silver dollar ones, but they're not fluffy. I like fluffy pancakes. On that note, I got my own pancake waiting things to jump on the air with me, Nathan Reeder, for Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right, so we got our first one. That's made me. I want pancakes. I'm like tasting the syrup right now. Yeah. Cause I don't eat pancakes. They're not great for you to eat a lot of pancakes. I don't think.
What? You can't eat a lot of them? Oh.
No, dude. How many calories are in pancakes?
I am not a calorie counter.
Oh, you just eat what you want because you just have a sleek physique and you got it going on.
Because I eat like 1.5 times a day while I'm at the studio.
Oh, see, now that's good. So if you keep your meals down, that works. You know what that's called? That's called intermittent fasting.
Sure.
No, it is. If you go on a search engine, anyone listening, type in intermittent fasting, and it's a thing that people do, and they dump a ton of weight.
Yeah, I'm, you know, if I was doing it on purpose, I would agree with you.
You just were doing it. You're in the fad. You didn't even know you were in the fad. It's just what's happening.
That's when it's good.
That's when it's good. All right, so how about this? A New York City cab driver, Nathan, has been accused of stealing his friend and fellow cabbie's winning lottery ticket and replacing it with one worth $4. He's in the Bronx. Ruben Segura was arrested Tuesday on larceny and forgery charges after he swiped the Powerball ticket worth $50,000 from his friend, Victor Castillo, following the big month's $1.5 billion payout. So his buddy had a ticket for $50,000. He hit $50,000. He had done nothing. He had $4 and he stole it.
Yep. Hey, that's people, man.
People! Loving people. Not loving people.
Well, loving people's money.
Loving people's money. You know what? I gotta be honest. No matter what, I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with myself. Miss guilt.
No.
I wouldn't do that. I don't care. I'll live under a bridge before I steal my buddy's lottery ticket. It says something about your character. I'm gonna say shred it.
Yeah, that's a pretty big risk. I mean, if you're taking something that they are definitely looking for, then, man, you got to have a better backup than that.
And they had him on video. So that's the thing.
Nice.
Yeah, listen, video's everywhere. You got to really look around. If you're going to do something
like
sinister,
videos about how people make videos about criminals.
It's so easy to catch people sometimes. Not always, but they had a video at the cab shop. Of course they did. And he was on, they showed him on video, so they knew they had him. I mean, they weren't trying to falsely accuse him, so bad. You're going to like this one.
Hey, Kate, real quick, where are the taxi drivers protesting Uber earlier?
You know what? That's a good thing to bring up, because taxi drivers hate Uber, because Uber is taking the Uber drivers are taking their people away. So, yeah, you know, the French taxi drivers blocked the Paris roads protesting Uber.
That's right.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, what do you think that, you know, here's the thing. The taxi drivers are setting fires and stuff on the freeways. Now, that's not cool.
No, I saw them throwing tires at cars.
Yeah, it's a huge clash, anti-Uber, and it's big. Like, you see, just says, say no to Uber, and there's just tons of people marching. So, yeah, around the world, there's other protests, but the ones in Paris are really big.
A lot of systems are getting thrown into an interesting new floundering place, aren't they?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Bingo. Okay, how about this one? You're going to love this. Or maybe you're not going to, but it would freak me out. But kids are kids. A tiny green lizard was found by a kid in Jersey in kindergarten in a bundle of chilled salad greens at home. It wiggled its way into the, you know, in other words, he had these greens, came to school, and there was a lizard in it. So now the kids in the class just giggled and loved it and thought it was fabulous. This 3-inch lizard went unnoticed for a few days in the refrigerator before her daughter found its body while unwrapping a bunch of, you know, Asian leaf salad. So they warmed up the lizard, and the lizard is fine and now is the class pet.
Oh my God. That is adorable.
It is, and this little lizard is pretty cool looking.
I am going to go with all of the bingos in the bingo pile.
Bingo. Lurching in the salad greens. Now a learning experience, they say, the teacher, about the earth, underscoring that the food doesn't just come from the supermarket, but actual outdoor farms.
Nice.
That's what she told the kids. Nice. So the kids love it. They, you know, they're giving them names, and it's a big deal, and I like that story, too.
I think that's a great lesson, too, you know. I mean, a lot of kids aren't going to farms or
no,
through. They know that you go to the store.
Right. And that's how you get your food. And there is something, you know, there is something to that.
Turns.
It's some weird turns. All right, and this is kind of a kiddish thing, too, but it's a funny one I think you all can relate to. In England, there's a British principal who told the parents, no more pajamas on these school runs. I guess the principal of this primary school in northern England doesn't like the dress code of the parents, because what's happening is parents are tired and they throw on their slippers and wear their pajamas and drop the kids off at the school gates. Look, they're in the car. They can't wear their nightgown in the car.
What?
So it'd be like you have your Spider-Man pajamas on that you wear with the footies, and you put your daughter in the car and you got to get her to school in time. So you drop her off and you have your Spider-Man pajamas on.
Wait, are the parents students at the school? Are the parents students at the school?
Parents are wearing the jammies.
Yeah. Well,
can't they?
Yeah. Why can't why?
Why? Why can't they?
Why not? Why is there a dress code?
And they go even further. They say they're not setting this. This principal is furious. This principal is saying you are setting a terrible example for your children and the students. And can you please get up, get washed, and dress? Telling
and
him
go get a job and a haircut.
You need to be, they're telling him, don't come to the school. They're sent home notes to the parents. Don't come to the school unless you're washed and dressed.
Wow, my goodness.
That's so embarrassing if you got that note too, wouldn't it? We saw you in your nightgown, Kate Delaney.
That would really infuriate me. I mean, you don't really have the right to tell
people how to dress.
Me, yeah, tell me to put pants on. Maybe I'm wearing the pants that I was supposed to be wearing.
But what are they doing? Peeking at everyone's clothes? I mean, what kind? They're looking into the cars. I guess enough that they see them. Because you throw your overcoat on and you have pajamas on and you have your slippers on. And they just are not having any other.
They have a security gate.
They say they're going to do that. They're going to put someone by the gate. And if you're not washed and you have Spideys on, you're in trouble. You got to have your proper clothes on to drop your child off.
But I want to wear my Spideys.
I think it's hilarious. And I'm sure the kids are getting a kick out of it because their parents are probably complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nutty. This was a brilliant one. I like this. Fruits and nuts, shred it. I'm still thinking about the lizard and the jammies. And thanks,
pancakes.
Nathan. Those two.
Fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.